There's no question. On sunny fall days, this town is gorgeous. About 100 RV trailers and houses raised high up on stilts make up the 20 blocks of unincorporated Holly Beach. No one really knows why it's called Holly Beach, but it sure has a reputation for good fishing. It's even the subject of this absolutely incredible Cajun Riviera parody by Kenny Tibbs.
They got no boat, no. Just got seaweed. But we always pass a real good time at Holly Beach.
Now the boardwalks are mostly gone. Probably half of the houses are gone. All of the RVs are gone. The storm surge wasn't that bad, but the wind was 150 miles an hour. Town is mostly empty, as repairmen put up new electric poles and stapled tarps on roofs. It's not the first time for Spencer and Carol Owens.
That's our house across the street in bags. That's our bat mattresses, our, you know, our pillows and everything is over there, furniture, couches. It was all soaking in. Because once something gets wet, it's the mold that moves in.
Laura tore the roof off their house. They ripped everything out and piled it all up on the street. They rebuilt after Rita in 2005 and Ike in 2008, and they plan to do it again. They love this place.
That kind of a greenish-looking house down there, as a kid I taught in high school. And this guy and I, he and his wife and I worked together in the school system in North Louisiana. So we've all known each other, a lot of us, before we got here.
Neighbors go shrimping, crabbing, and fishing for flounder together. They grill out, have themed holiday parties, no kids allowed. Last year, it was a pirate theme.
Why wouldn't anybody love living here? You're on the Gulf Coast, and it's not always bad. I mean, there's a lot of beauty about the Gulf Coast.
But right now, it's not too pretty. The water's been off for weeks. The few people left are running on generators as they gut their houses in the heat. The Owens are taking bucket baths for now.
I don't know if I mentioned, but I'm in my 70s and she's in her 70s and we've been married 52 years, so we get together. We can handle it.
Most of the residents evacuated and haven't come back. It took a while to clear the roads. Now there's piles of debris and trash everywhere. It smells bad. Everything's covered in mud. Trailers lay on their sides, with kitchenettes and living rooms spilling out. Toilets, sheet metal, tree trunks. Telephone poles went through windows. Palm trees snapped in half. Volunteers drive through once in a while, with trucks full of water and food to give out. Like Karen Hamilton from Oak Park Church in Mobile, Alabama.
In here we have 150 bags of chips, cookies, snacks. Spam, peanut butter.
She says the small towns hit by Laura aren't getting as much media attention or government help as Lake Charles.
People crying, older people, no way to wash clothes, no way to dry their clothes. Some, all they have are the clothes on their backs, and some, like what you and I are looking at here, have nothing. It's all gone. It's just gone.
Just down the street, Ray Miller's taking down his storm shutters. He yells up to a friend on the ladder. Miller worked for over 20 years making cars and trucks for General Motors, so he could buy his own little piece of Cajun Riviera and go fishing every day for redfish and trout. It reminds him of home, where he was born in Maryland.
And then the fishing is some of the best fishing in the world, crabbing, oystering. It's like the Eastern Shore of Maryland. Yeah, that's why I came down here.
He says he's not a Yankee, he's a damn Yankee, because he never left. But now, in his 70s, he's thinking of moving to Alabama.
Need to get out of here. It's too expensive to live here anymore. They've taxed us. They're taxing us out of this world and insurance.
He says they're not getting enough help. He hasn't seen anyone from FEMA or the government. He feels like no one cares about Holly Beach. And he's living in a house with no running water. It's been in the 90s for weeks. He's having health problems.
I gotta get away from this. Too old.
He's not alone. After every storm, coastal residents are forced to make a calculation. Does the cost of rebuilding outweigh the desire to live in this particular version of paradise? In Holly Beach, I'm Tegan Wendland.